Hello.
Hello there. Question, and I'm coming from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No.
Okay. Or what about work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Since you answered no to those questions, we can go ahead and take the survey. We thank you very much for your participation. First question, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely going to vote? Are you somewhat likely going to vote? Not very likely or not at all likely going to vote?
Most likely.
Thank you. Well, with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Racial background? White.
Okay,
Caucasian.
Thank you. And to which age group do you belong to? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off in the wrong track?
Wrong direction.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? So I'm gonna go down the list here, and then you can choose one of those, okay?
Yes. We
start with climate and the environment. Next, illegal immigration. Next, crime and public safety. Next, taxes. Next, K-12 education. Next, access and cost of healthcare. Next, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Next, abortion. Next, local growth and development. Next, the economy and jobs. And the last one would be housing and property insurance costs.
Just one.
Yes. Sometimes they you can choose more than one, but I think this one is just one.
climate.
Okay, thank you so much. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? And I'm going to read the options here. The first option is definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate, leaning slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely voting for, and then the same thing, but the Republican side.
Definitely the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
And is that a somewhat approve or a strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And next question, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
And is that a somewhat or a strongly?
It's strongly.
Thank you. Next, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also let us know. And we only have two people here. And the first one would be Rico Smith.
No opinion. Unfamiliar, I should say.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Fentress Driscoll.
Oh. say no opinion.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith or Fentress Driscoll?
Whichever one is Democrat. I don't know much about either of them.
Okay. So the Democratic candidate is Fentress Driscoll. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And would you? Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely going to, or probably going to, vote for Fentress Driscoll?
Most likely, yes, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? I'm going to read two descriptions here, and then you can pick one of those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community. The second statement is a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
Oh. Boy, that's difficult. It would have
okay.
to be case by case. Just a candidate who probably is in elected office, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, one, gotten better, two, gotten worse, or three, not changed much?
Gotten better.
Thank you. Moving on, over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items, like gas prices are higher, and interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. In forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I'd say the Republicans.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which
yes.
of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? And we have two statements here.
Mm-hmm.
A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and actually deliver results. Or number two, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community.
I don't like the way either is worded, so I cannot choose.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Moving on. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? The first being, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or number two, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
I would say one.
One? Okay. Thank you. Moving on, thinking about the past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at the Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? And then we have three opinions here. I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Number two, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. And the third one, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Yes, number three.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being on the line with us. We really appreciate your participation. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Okay, so we have two statements here. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the poverty insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Now, the statement about Fentress Driscoll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Democrat Fentress Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians.
Hmm. Okay. I would say Centris.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress in the election for Florida State of Representatives? If each would make no difference, or can indicate that that as well. So I'm going to read some statements, and you can. So your options are that you are much more likely to vote for that person, somewhat more likely to vote for that person, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it has no difference to you.
Okay.
So the first one says, Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs. Voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Can you read that again, please? I couldn't tell.
Sure. So it says, Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That would make me more likely to vote for her.
Okay, would you say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Next one says, Francis Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
Probably less likely.
And you would say somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next statement, Frontiers is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
If that were true, see, I have no way to prove that. It's very slanted against centrists. If it were true, if I were able to say definitely it was true, maybe I would be somewhat less likely to vote.
Okay, somewhat less likely. Okay, thank you. Next one says, Frontiers is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
I'm going to say no difference, and I'll tell you, it's only because these questions are, you know, slanted, you know, in a negative light against that one person. And I have no way to know if that's true or not, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Different sides say different things. So I'm going to say it makes no difference because I probably, if I can't prove any of this, I would just vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Okay. I have to go. Keep on going over here.
Okay,
Since Frontiers has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Okay. I'll say less likely if
okay,
I can prove that.
Somewhat, would you say somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next, Frontiers voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Okay, well, definitely less likely.
Okay.
Not somewhat, but less.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last statement here in this section says, Frontiers is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
That is baloney. I mean, come on. Who wrote that? I'm going to say, you know, of course that would be upsetting to anyone. And if I could prove that's true, I'd say I wouldn't vote. But they just sound too made up and negative.
Yeah.
So,
you don't have the on this section, you usually have an option of saying not true. But
right, I'll say less likely. If I thought that was true, I would not be voting for anyone like that.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah. On this one, we don't have the option of not true. I don't know why they didn't bring it in.
Okay, so less likely. Let's just say less likely.
Okay. Okay. Right, so I'm going to do the same thing now for the other candidate, which is Rico, okay? If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Okay, so the first statement says, with trust in government all, at all time, lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interests of its citizens.
That's very nice. I'm just going to say no difference.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because he's the Republican candidate, and I've just about had it with that party. So no difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one says, Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
Okay. Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for the future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you. Rico Smith believes rising poverty insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat likely.
Okay. And the last statement here says, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
Okay. Much more likely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And moving on. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for a Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And then you have those two candidates.
Yes. I will still go with centrist, but thank you for the enlightenment. I think I'm actually going to look up both of their positions. Now I'm interested. And I wasn't too aware of either of them before, so this has been helpful.
Okay.
But probably, I'd probably stay with centrist just because she's Democrat.
Okay, so you would say instead of saying you will definitely vote for centrist, it's at a probably, right?
Yes, it's a probably.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It dropped.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
2020, for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And when you vote for a candidate for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrats? Usually vote for Democrats, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or the other way?
Usually Democrats.
Usually.
Not
okay.
Always. There's been a few times
okay.
I haven't.
Thank you. Next question. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate's in the middle, isn't it?
Yes.
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education mm-hmm. you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay.
That's 16 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate your help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.